G'day and welcome to Wise. As Christian disciples, we are called to a life of serving God and serving other people. And you are not alone, but part of a larger body where each member is called to perform a serving function. And by serving others as a Christian disciple, it shows unity and solidarity to those outside of the church who frequently accuse the church of just infighting and devouring one another. And the Christian life is meant to be dynamic and active. The word servant is key in Scripture and is used at least 500 times in its various forms. And when a Christian disciple serves, God's honor is released and shows Jesus Christ's beauty and glory to those being served and to those observing. And that is to be your motive for service. Serving is never to be about what you and I can get out of it. When that is the motive, God is not glorified. God's glory and the total supremacy of Jesus over all things is to be your motive as you seek to serve. And spiritual growth comes from serving. If you desire to grow spiritually, then serve. For spiritual growth comes from serving rather than you being served. This is because what you give in service of God and others, your faith grows and Jesus Christ gives back even more to you. And Jesus, speaking in Matthew chapter 25, verse 15 to 30, tells of the rewards for faithful service and the penalties for being faithless. When you serve others, it is a sign of your trust and faith in God. And serving reflects Jesus Christ's life. By serving, we reflect in some small way the greatest servant of all, Jesus Christ, who came to serve and give his very life for others. Mark 10 verse 45. And as a Christian disciple, you are in serving others, fulfilling the command that Jesus gave to love God and love others. Showing love and serving others achieves this aim of total obedience to Jesus Christ. And salvation is not through your service, so be warned. Don't be led into the trap of thinking that your service will lead to your salvation, as some will say. It will not. The only reason you have salvation is because of the service of Jesus Christ, who was both fully God and fully human. Your acts of service would never be able to pay that price, but your acts of service will help point others to Jesus Christ, who did pay the price for your salvation and for the salvation of others. So as you go from here, go to serve others, and by doing so, you will also be showing your service to Jesus Christ, your Master. Thank you.